Are you a fan of shoujo anime? Do you wish you could find a podcast that gushed about your favorite shoujo moments in film and manga? Then you need to follow the Shoujo Sunday Podcast. Hosted by magical girls, Gianna Luna and Chica Supreme, Shoujo Sunday aims to review and reflect on shoujo properties that deserve more attention than what they currently receive. Listen and laugh as they use ice cream puns to talk about anime like Maid-sama, Oren High School Host Club, Fruits Basket, Tokyo Mew Mew, and so much more! Follow Shoujo Sunday on your preferred podcast platform and across social media.
You're listening to the Clean Comedy Podcast with your host, James Creviston.
Everybody, it's James, the Clean Comedy Podcast. Today we're at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club. We have just done a show, David and I, and then Darren Carter, who will come on later, did a show, and we're just doing. It was actually Darren's idea. So if you guys hate this, go on Darren's thing and say you need to have James open for you more and be on your podcast all the time and be your co-host and not do these behind after the show things. Okay, first of all, that's it. But if you do like it, also say those things to him as well. But we just did the show, and now we're afterwards, and David, I opened. I did first the opening and the MC 10, and then David came and did 20, and then we have Darren. Darren, hop in here. Hop in here. Come over here.
You know what, Darren?
You sit in the middle.
Place of honor.
You sit in the middle.
Thank you. Is there any water, by any chance?
All right, there we go. We're going to get some water.
So sit in the middle?
Yeah, sure, here.
You can have the good light.
Yeah, you have the good light.
All right. Listen, I have my Tomorrowland shirt has been showcased
one time,
and now I'm good. Okay, I'm good.
I feel like you're way up. We are like way up too much in Darren's business.
I want to cough, but it's like I'm coughing into the...
So Darren showed up at 7:30. The show started at 7, just so you guys know. Darren showed up at 7:30. So he didn't get to see me perform. So he has no idea whether I'm good or not.
He's good. He's really good. I can tell. People liked it.
The people were laughing. It was a great show. Honestly, like the people that we had were just fantastic. The crowd was interactive. They loved you. And Darren does the best interaction. If you go see Darren, it's like the most interactive show I've ever seen.
It's an experience.
The experience. Okay, so last you guys don't know.
That was really good, by the way.
Last night.
Should we just take this out and like
you can? Go ahead if you want.
I think it's going to be better sort
of
like that.
Yeah. Just
wait,
like
does,
that.
It, does it come out of this thing?
Just do like that.
It is hard to do sound effects when it's right there, too.
Yeah.
Now, how loud are we? I don't want to.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Out, so,
you're good.
Do you remember the intro, what you said for me last night?
Oh, yeah. So, so I wasn't supposed to intro Darren, but I came in a pinch, and I said many nice things about you, hilarious, etc., beautiful, gorgeous, sexually stimulating, and closed on... He's an experience unlike any other, and I meant it. I meant that.
Thank you, and I played off that. I thought that was fantastic.
Thank
you. Because I knew what was coming. Like I knew I was gonna hit him with all the. Thank you so much.
You guys are getting the show.
An experience like none other. Wham wham, what's cracking? Who gets a big Snoop Dogg? So I knew I was gonna do all that. So I had a lot of fun. Like, I'm going to give them an experience like none other. Like,
and you did.
Yeah, that was cool. Thank you. That was
good. Yeah.
I almost think that's a cool, maybe that'll be my permanent intro.
I like it. I think it should
is good.
Be.
Yeah, no, for sure. 100%. Like, I tried to do a good intro tonight. I don't even remember what I said, but it wasn't as good as that. I know for sure 100% it wasn't as good as that.
Listen, I'm a professional. You know what I'm saying?
You did get paid, so you're good. It was great because... I've opened for David before. I've never opened for Darren. I've been on shows where Darren was there, but I've never opened for him. And it was one of those things where the crowd last night compared to tonight were just two different kinds of crowds, and they played totally different. The front row in the last night's show was all about everybody. The front row.
Oh, thank you.
The front row in tonight's show was not into it at all. Did you notice that? Like, they didn't cheer. They didn't like clap. They didn't
entertain
us monkeys.
During my set, I asked quite a few things. Do you like this? Do you like that? You know, you get a smattering, not one clap. Even, when you get an applause break, Darren, and Yeah. And it's like maybe like a quarter of the group claps. And then the rest is like, okay, let's clap too. They did three different times. They didn't do that with me.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, the room was a little warm, you know. I don't think they run an AC, so it's just because we're right here in the harbor, so
yeah.
So they usually crack the windows, but it gets a little warm in there. And in fact, Andres was saying that some people have looked at it, and one of the companies that may want to move in there, he said was a yoga studio. And I go, well, it is warm naturally, so like it would be
Bikram yoga in there. But you know, I will say though, that front row, two out of the three tables, they bought books, and I think one of the guys bought from both of us. Yeah. I think both of them bought from us.
Yeah.
And one of the guys, my card reader wasn't working. He walked across the shopping center to try to get cash, couldn't get cash, came back, then the card reader was working. That, I mean, the nicest guy, he wouldn't clap, but the nicest guy in the world after
See,
the show.
Yeah. You never know. You never know what people are thinking.
Yeah.
They could just not, because I know people who don't laugh at like funny movies just go, uh-huh, yeah.
Listen, I'd rather you not clap and buy my book after this. I'm totally fine with that.
I try to assume that they like me, because when you're, you know, there used to be a time when I would assume that the crowd hates me. You know what I mean? We were like, oh, they're not laughing. They hate me. And then I realized, like, nope. Because I remember one time I went to Canada, and they showed joy different at the place that I was in Canada. They were more, like, smiling and nodding their head, like,
that's comedians, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, man. And then I remember, like, this one comedian up in Canada, he wore a sweater, and he took it, like, his opening bit was taking about 3 minutes to unbutton his sweater and then take it off and put it on the mic stand. And just the audience was so patient. I thought, wow, like that really, I learned from that. Like the audiences can be patient. You know, they don't have to be, you know, I guess I was just used to like these rowdy crowds where you have to grab them and hit them with, you know, and you realize like, oh, sometimes you can take your time. And
well, and it is interesting. I mean, I'm sure you've experienced this where there are quite often, like with clubs, like you do a week of shows, right? And there'll be like an audience where it's kind of light, they're not laughing a lot. And then like they're the most complimentary of the groups after the shows. Yeah. Like, it does happen. You know, some people show it differently. You're right, Darren. That's why you're the party starter.
The party starter.
You know how to do it.
Well, what's great about the show is, so I started it, and they were cold. They were, like, cold and not engaging. It was, like, engage, 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 engage. And then David went on, and they, like, took it up. And then the other David went on, and it took it up. And then by the time you got on, they were ready to party, dude. They were, like, down to party.
Yeah, that was cool. And then tonight it was, you know, I added that stuff at the end about, like the first place I played on the road back in February of 90. So it's like, you know what I mean?
The rooster bit's fantastic.
Yeah, the rooster bit is great.
That's a great bit.
Not, you can't pull it off now, but.
Yeah, that lady that was, I know, right? Like I talk about having bouncy red hair and growing up in a Latino neighborhood. They're like, what's up, rooster? And I have my backpack. My backpack. That was funny. That lady in the audience, she remembered me from that. That was pretty cool.
Always good when people remember bits and stuff. You know, you don't remember. Like, I remember the first time I was very excited about being a comedian. This kid came up after a show and told one of my jokes back to me. I was like, oh, man, this is awesome. Like, somebody was actually listening, you know, and paying attention. So, and it's awesome. And you've been around for a while. So, like, you've done a lot of stuff. So, the fact that you have fans who remember old bits, and then you're like, oh, I forgot that bit.
And,
like,
and he's only 27. He's, I don't know.
Yeah.
He started
when he was 7.
27. Do we look like we're all about the same age on this camera? Oh, yeah. I don't know.
It's the light. The light makes us.
I know. I'm like, damn, dude. I feel young.
You look good, though. I mean,
I feel young. I mean, but the reality is,
it's all the walking and the jump rope that you do.
I know. I jumped rope the other day with the microphone cord.
I saw the video. Yeah.
Thank you.
I can't believe you did that.
Here, hold this. I'm going to see if I can show the.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Do people watch and listen to your podcast?
Yeah, they do both.
Oh, cool.
But you can, if he can't show up for some reason, you go to his Instagram, official Darren Carter, and you just go on there, and he has it up there.
Go to his Instagram.
I stalk Darren, guys.
Go to his Instagram at David Studebaker. Follow, and it'll be there.
Hey, look, there's a picture of us last night.
Oh, yeah. See, it's, I know, it doesn't.
Oh, I don't think it's going
to
work.
No, it didn't work. It's okay. It's all good. If you go to Darren's thing, and it's on my stuff too, guys. Oh, there it is. Yeah. If you can't see it.
You
describe what's happening.
Yeah, so he's jumping. Yeah, he's jump roping with the mic while they're playing the Rocky theme. Eye of the Tiger. Or no, it's just the Rocky theme. It's not Eye of the Tiger. I always forget the name. I can't believe you're able to do it.
This is good radio. Man.
I would be so.
couple of radio veterans.
We're super radio guys.
Jim, what song is it? I don't know.
Wait, hold on. By the way, the song was it's called Rise, and it's by Herb Albert. It wasn't even a Rocky theme song.
Rocky.
I thought it was a Rocky theme
song.
No. I heard da da da. Wasn't it that?
No, you heard. It's that song is called. By Bill Conti, and I think it's called Learn to Fly.
Yeah, that's right.
This is Rise by Herb Alpert.
That's why I don't do radio, guys. I would do country music radio. I'm just kidding.
I love country music.
No, I grew up in Texas, so I listened to way too much country music growing up. Like, Garth Brooks was like my jam back in the day.
Oh, yeah, Garth, he's good, man.
Garth Brooks,
did you ever go to a Garth Brooks concert?
No.
I went.
Too young.
A friend of mine, he did.
too young?
Old.
Yeah, I know,
he's
right?
27.
Like, I don't mean that, but like, okay. So I was like eight. I was like eight when Garth Brooks was big. That's not my fault. Like,
I went
friends
to,
in low places.
I went to his concert. I want to say like 10 years ago. It was like 10 years. It was at Staples Center.
Oh, is it after he did the weird change, the Chris Gaines thing?
Oh,
did you go to that? Did you ever see that?
Yeah,
that was like the worst.
Yeah, my son actually likes that one of his songs because my son's a musician. He's 14. For some reason, he thinks it's hilarious, the Chris Gaines thing. Like,
it's so
Austin
weird.
Can play like. My son's name Austin. He
can
do like this Chris, Austin the Bass Boss. He can play Chris Gaines like that. I don't know the name of the song though, but he can do it. But anyways, I saw Garth Brooks at Staples Center about 10 years ago. He did like 5 sold out shows. One of them was on and he gave all the money to the California firefighters to fight those, to fund the forest fires. Like fighting. That doesn't make sense.
Funding forest fires, guys. It was arson benefits.
I like that James acted as though when you said Garth Brooks, he said Hank Williams Sr.
No, I didn't say that.
I wasn't around in 1948, Darren.
I know.
Do you know what my first concert was? This is real. Do you know what my first concert
was? I feel
like
I would look younger if I had hair. Like,
no, I think you look good without it. My first concert was, this is not a joke, was a Vanilla Ice concert. I'm not kidding you.
Really?
I went to see Vanilla Ice. But it traumatized me because during one song, he laid down a towel on top of a speaker and had relations with that speaker. And I'm like 11 years old, and I'm like, what is going on right now? I've never wanted to leave anything so bad in my life.
Wow. But which celebrities do people think you look like? I have two in mind right now.
For me?
Yeah.
I've gotten Clay Aiken. Yeah, you're like, yes.
What?
I did. I got Clay Aiken before, and I got the dude from, not George Clooney, but the other dude from ER. Who do you think I look like?
I think you kind of look like you kind of look like Alex Jones.
It's the globalist. It's the globalist.
Yeah.
They're putting it in the water. The frogs are turning gay.
A little bit of Alex Jones, a little bit, and then a little bit. And I noticed this in the green room. You kind of look like a little bit like Ricky Gervais.
Oh my god, that's good.
I could get that.
Hold on.
Wait. I love that.
Can I just say, Darren, that was such a smooth move. Because he hit you with the Garth Brooks, made you feel old. You know what? You look like Alex Jones. All right, now we're good. Now
I'm going to get sued, Darren. Now I'm going to get sued. They're going to be like, that's the real Alex Jones. He's been hiding in James Carson's body this whole time.
Hey, you're from Texas. Just like your brother, Alex Jones. A couple of Texans.
No. Maybe it's not my brother. I've been hiding this whole time.
Yeah.
You saved it with Ricky Gervais. You hit him deep with Alex. You know, you look like Hitler.
Has anyone ever told you that?
No.
You look like Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I thought I was like Clay Aiken. Nope.
No. A lady. Okay. A lady. When I first got out of the Navy, I was security at the Mirage, and this drunk lady stumbles up to me. She goes, "You know what you look like? Do you know what you look like? You look like Clay Aiken." And I was like. You need to leave right now because this is about to get physical. Like,
yeah, I would have been like, the lead singer of Queen. He's the lead singer now, you know?
Is he really?
Denzel Washington is what. Yeah,
he is the lead singer of Queen. Is that Clay Aiken? Am I right or wrong?
I thought it was a different guy.
You're right. It's another guy.
I think wasn't the guy who was on American Idol, Adam Lambert?
Yeah, that's that guy.
Dang it.
We're terrible at this, guys.
I know.
But could you imagine? I'm fresh out of the Navy. I'm jacked, first of all. Like, I had muscles and abs and all that stuff. And this lady says, I look like Clay Aiken. I want to cry. I've never wanted to cry so much in my life.
Did you call her old?
No, I didn't. I didn't call Darren old. That's not fair.
Yeah.
Didn't
Clay Aiken have like a good song about something? I don't know.
Ask him. He likes Celine.
Yeah.
He probably likes Clint.
Well, he did a cover of Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Oh, no.
I like Elvis's version. That's pretty good.
I met Kelly Clarkson one time.
You know who has a great version? Is Josh Groban.
Oh,
a live one with Brian McKnight. He did a live one with Brian McKnight. It is the best version of Bridge Over Troubled Water. YouTube it, people.
Oh. We're going to make YouTube a lot of money because you know what you're also going to do? You're going to go on YouTube and you're going to go to All About the Pentiums and see Darren with hair back in the day.
That's right. And then, black glasses. And,
yeah,
and they put Alka Seltzer in my mouth.
Yeah, he's rocking it. Yeah. And then what was the other one you said?
The long, long time. The Saga Begins.
The Saga Begins. That? Yeah. So that's one. Where are you at in that one? Are you like in the canteen or something?
Yeah, I'm wearing like pipe cleaners, like to be crazy, and I'm like doing some dancing like this. And you know,
that makes sense.
And I'm going, I'm doing that thing.
And see, you guys should do that now because watch it come back up when Daniel Radcliffe plays Weird Al, and then Darren has to go cameo as himself in the movie. Hey, let's get that trending so that then Darren has to be in the Weird Al movie for no reason whatsoever, just being in it.
That's right.
That'd be awesome, actually.
This is fun, man.
Yeah. I would love to do like after show stuff like that.
Yeah, you can do it now. Are these your lights?
No, these are their lights. They were cool enough. Okay, so Ventura Harbor Comedy Club is getting ready to move. They're not closing. When he started it and he was like, we're about to close, everybody was like, oh, and I was like, oh man, it's messed up. Just tell him you're moving over there.
He did that at the beginning of the show or the end?
The end of the show after the stage, yeah.
Because right now when I was talking to him in the office, he said, last time I realized this, I said it kind of a down way, like, we're closing. He goes, now I'm going to make it more like it's a good thing. Like,
it has to be.
Guys, guess what? We're closed.
Yeah, you can't do it like that either.
We're moving right over there.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It's feet away. It's feet away.
It's literally down the stairs and over there. And we saw the space last night. Seriously, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be a nice, tight room. It's going to be like an old school gangster club, man. Like, I love that. I wish I could have, you guys ever watched
this? Whatever happened to this room? I never even really been in this room.
I did it, I did the Ventura Festival back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And you would do, I did like one in the main and then one here. And it was a nice spot. They were doing music here. They were doing improv.
Jazzy.
There was a comedy show. One of the nights I was doing in the main room comedy show, and you could hear the improv thing happening.
Wow.
And
how do you improv on that? That's a small stage for improv.
You can do it.
No, because everybody always ends up being a dog. Being a dog.
Hey, let's do some improv.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's try an improv.
Throw out a jab. Throw out a jab.
You do that thing. Hey, let's just try this. Who cares, right? Can we do that thing where like the three-headed monster that knows all the answers, like they ask us a question and then you say one word, I say one word. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've never done improv.
Oh, really? Okay. So, where is Clay Aiken right now? And then you say one word.
Oh, in
the back
closet.
Boom. There we go. All right, here's another question.
Well, that's not fair. I did two. It's not fair.
You just crushed it in improv. Right?
Yes and it, James. Yes and it.
If gas prices keep going, how will you guys travel to your next comedy show?
I will
ski
over the
mountains
and
deserts
and
forests
to
grandmother's
club
comedy.
No, he said comedy at the club. And
the
book
store.
They're not all. This is why improv sucks.
I suck at improv. I don't know.
No, but it's not even
the club comedy and bookstore.
I was thinking about your book.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Lone Star Lance, available on Amazon.
Lone Star Lance, yeah. The links to the show.
And the new venue, you said the Copa. It is the Copa Cabana. It will be.
I don't think it's Copa Cabana. I think it's just the Copa Comedy Club is what he's. I don't think.
Oh, really?
I don't think he's allowed to use Cabana for some reason. I bet it's like trademark somewhere.
Copa Habana.
Havana. Copa in Havana. I don't know. He goes to Cuba, I think, too. Doesn't he go to Cuba a lot?
Yes.
Andres Fernandez, who's awesome, dude. He's like a super nice guy, very like giving to comedians. He like it was awesome. He's working.
He is
a
nice man.
There you go. We just did it.
It's like the worst episode ever.
It's not bad, actually.
No, this is fun. It's fun. Yeah. Hey, listen. I want to drink some water and relax. How long is this podcast?
No, as long as you want it to be.
Any questions before we wrap up?
Oh.
Here, you.
Okay, so.
Thank you.
You, yeah, I'll let you drink water. So, You watched the whole show. Darren didn't get to see the whole show.
Yeah.
If there was one thing that you could change about anyone's set, it could even be my set. You could be mean to me if you want. Mm-hmm. What would that be? Oh, it's about to get big. It's about to get rough.
I would prefer if Darren were naked.
Probably so does half the audience, to be honest with you.
Half?
Well, there's men and women. I don't know how, like...
Take it off, Darren.
Really, do it.
I know.
Now you can do Homer, though. Remember you said you Bart? You can do Homer. You 100%.
Here's Bart Simpson. It's so dumb.
It's so dumb. Right, yeah.
Ask me a question, a good podcast question. Cool. Either one of you guys. A comedy question, anything.
What's the key to longevity in comedy? Because you have that.
I think positivity and always be excited about learning. The question was, what is the longevity? What was the question again?
What's the key to longevity in comedy? Key to longevity in comedy.
I think being positive, not showing up to a gig and be like, ugh, there's only 60 people here. Don't do that. Always think, how can I make this fun for me and what is my other goal? So, in other words, like, I have a friend that got burned out going stand-up comedy. He got burned out and he said that, he's like, you know, I got tired of just doing gigs, you know, driving here for $200, driving home. He goes, I would just go out, get, you know, drinks, eat fast food, get drunk, hang out with my friends, eat like crap. Because I didn't really, and I realized, like, what, and he never really got to that level, so I don't know, like.
What level, though?
He's like, he was opening up for a big famous comedian, and that was pretty much all he had going on. Mm-hmm. So I would say that to make it fun for yourself and, you know, like, what I like to do is, there's been times where I'm like, okay, my goal is to work on my next special, my next album, you know, that way I can, and especially album, because you could actually record it yourself. Like, you might not have the $80,000 to film a special, but you can, like, you know, I would say, like, okay, let me put out my next album, let me work on this set of jokes. Or I bring a camera, I bring my microphone, my little lav, and I'm like, let me, my goal is to not only do this gig, but I'll vlog on the way there, which I've done. Like, I would film on the way there. So I'm getting a vlog out of it. And then when I get there, I'm going to film it so I can get more content for my YouTube channel, Darren Carter on YouTube. And then, like, you know, then, like, what we do, we sell merch. So now it's another reason that keeps it fresh is I'm going to sell merch, make a little more money. Also get my name out there more, you know, through T-shirts or I do keychains now and all that stuff. I got the flashlight that says Party Starter. Like, so there's other things. That's what keeps it fresh. If you're just going to some gig and you're just looking at it for what it is, it can be depressing. You have to be slightly delusional, but also goal-oriented, you know?
I'm delusional.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I am totally delusional.
Like, this is great. You got to host a show, and then afterwards you got a podcast, and then there's... So that's what keeps it, rather than... You know those kind of people who just get burned out on everything. You know, you got to just keep it. Even Frank Sinatra. I was listening to Frank Sinatra, and there was an interview, and with Jerry Weintraub, and at that point, Frank said that he was getting a little, you know, stagnant. Like, he'd done the specials, he had the albums, the movies, and then he goes, "I'm just a little like in a humdum kind of." And then Jerry, the promoter, said, "I got an idea, Frank. Here's what I want to do. New York City, you're in the middle of a boxing ring. We'll have Howard Cosell announce it. It'll be..." And he starts painting this picture. And Frank was like, "I want to do it this weekend. Set it up." I mean, that's what I'm saying. You know, you have to... So when you have these ideas, and then that's what keeps it fresh, I would say, you know? Because it can be like... I never felt like a hamster on a wheel. Like, sometimes people have that hamster on a wheel, like... You know, oh, I got this gig, and then I keep going there, and I go, I never feel like that. I always feel like I'm working on that new bit that I want to do, you know?
What's the way to get out of L.A.? Because, like, I feel like I'm stuck in the L.A. comedy scene. I'm not getting gigs outside of that. What's the key to that? It's harder now probably than ever because I see TikTokers and YouTubers selling out places, and I'm like, they're not stand-ups. So Jamie Kennedy commented on that later, so you guys should go watch his thing. But he talked about how everybody thinks they could be a stand-up comedian now because of YouTube and TikTok and all that other stuff.
Yeah, and there's also almost like a traffic jam a little bit with comedy right now. Like all the – because everything was backed up for 2 years on pause. So now it's like, you know, I feel like the guys who are doing theaters are doing clubs. And then, like, you know, like like one comic. I heard Rob Schneider, which I think he's hilarious.
Yeah,
he's but I heard that he did one club. He did like 14 nights in a row just to kind of keep doing shows. People kept. So I mean, stuff like that. So it's hard to like get a little. You know what I mean? To get in there when there's that happening. So I think you just have to find where you can get in and just keep being persistent and also create your own stuff. You know.
Yeah. No, that's why I appreciate you letting me have 10 minutes. That was awesome. Absolutely. The 10 minutes was Darren saying, James, you could do, please host, and then you can do 10 minutes. Or he really said, you can do whatever you want. And I was like, I'm not gonna do that.
An hour.
I'm going to do my special
I'm
right now.
I'm going to do a Chappelle 3-hour smoking series.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I don't really get hung up on that stuff. Like, as far as, like, you know, I don't even, you know, like, oh, I got to watch this guy, make sure he's funny. I'm like, nah, the guy, you know, he's funny. Just put him up. Who cares, right? I feel that way. Also, same thing with the introduction. You're like, what did I mean to say about you?
Yeah.
I'm like, I mean, you know, what's the, I could say, sometimes I'll be like, let them know I've been on the Tonight Show. Let them know my podcast is called Pocket Party, or he's got a great YouTube channel. None of that stuff really matters, because even when I was, you know, I guess if you have something coming out like that month and you're really pumped up, like
a movie or something.
Yeah,
like that,
something or cool. But other than that, I think it's just, I just want to make it as easy for everyone as possible, you know? Like you want to do time? Get up there, you know?
I know, you're literally, like, the most giving headliner, like, ever. Like, it was, I seriously was appreciative. Because David's like, come watch us. And I was like, oh, who are you on the show with? He's like, Darren. And I was like, oh, dude, I got to come now. Like, I can't, I mean, I love David, don't get me wrong. But it's like, I get to see two people that I love perform comedy. Like, I'm okay with
that. I think the only time it's hard is sometimes I've done certain places where they have way too many guest sets and the show's way too long. And let's say the show's at 8. And I don't, because you really want people. You want
go on during check drop.
Yeah, exactly. You want to go on. Like, what do you think? Ideally, I'd say like maybe like 40 minutes into the show, 45 is probably when they're still fresh.
Yeah,
because if it's
you want to go later than that.
No. If they've been sitting there waiting for the show to start, and then it starts, and then it was supposed to start at 8, but it starts at 8:20, and now you don't even get on there till 10.
Yeah,
and then it's like, yeah.
Well, how was your midnight set at the Comedy Store? Like, how does that work there?
That was good. There was still, like the place was still packed. There was only about, I'd say about 8 people got up and left when they introduced me, because it's a marathon comedy night.
Yeah.
So,
I know some of those I've, like, as they're leaving, I'm like, please just stay for me. One more, please.
Yeah. Here's what I do on that. Like, I go up there and I literally take my time, like almost like how you said, like it's. What'd you say again? My introduction is like,
an experience unlike any other.
It's an experience unlike any, like none other, which is good because I know, you know what I mean. Like that's.
Yeah.
I like that. Was actually pretty cool. But
illusion, magic.
Yeah. But they're getting something different. They're not getting the same thing of the movie.
So I kind of know that I have that in my back pocket. That probably no one has done what I've. At least my opening.
No.
You know, I mean. Once you get into the marriage stuff, it's all, you know, it's relatable shit, but stuff. Sorry.
I have edits. I can edit.
So, let it go.
I said the S word.
I didn't know this was the dirty comedy podcast.
The blue comedy podcast.
So what I was going to say is I just took my time. So as the people were leaving, I took off my vest. I kind of looked around, you know, and I go, are we good? We all... Everyone who's going to leave has already left. And then
that's
kind of
encourage you. That sounds like, is anybody else, would anybody else like to leave before I start doing my bits?
Yeah.
I had Clayton English go up before me at the Comedy Store, and the moment he stepped off stage, like 90% of the audience stood up and left. I was left like 6 people, and two of them were trying to get flirty with each other in the back, and the other ones were too drunk, and I was like, all right, well.
I just kind of like look around. Kind of put a look on my face, and then it draws them in. Like, I'm not trying, I'm just like powerfully, like, just looking. And then I tell them, I go, because there's nothing worse than when you're at this point of the evening when people have one foot in the aisle, and I turn my body sideways, where I'm like, one bad joke, and we're leaving.
Yeah, right.
It's kind of like that. And then I go, are we good? We're good? And then I go, let us begin. And then I hit him with that,
nice.
And then they start like, oh my god, you know. So it's really cool. It's like a cool, like, secret, like, superpower, I feel like, that can, because what I used to do is I used to run to the stage. There's all the things I've learned not to do for me. when I know, like, I'm following Dane Cook or Dave Chappelle or somebody that is just crushed and he's famous, and then when they go, good night, and then everyone, like it's like you're swimming upstream up against a sea of people, like, pardon me, excuse me, I used to try to get to the microphone as fast as I could.
Rather than
almost super desperate, and it doesn't work.
You gotta let it settle.
Yes, he did see my son.
You know, I grabbed the mic and be like, hey, everybody, don't go. Don't go, please, don't go. I'm the last one. Don't go, guys. There's only two more. Don't go. All that doesn't work. They don't give a dang. They don't give a darn. They do not care. They're like, I had to follow Rodney Dangerfield in the 90s, man.
Wow.
And, you thought Garth Brooks was old.
I love Rodney Dangerfield. He's actually one of my favorite people. Like, I have albums up on my stuff, and he's one of the albums that inspires me.
Rodney did, like, he came into the club. He had reading glasses and a notepad and was just doing, like, material. And then I had to follow him, and I was, like, a 24-year-old comic, 24 years old. And I did all that desperate stuff where I'm like, hey, everybody, it's great to be here. And let me do my best jokes right away. And they don't care. And
look at this guy up here, he's so nervous.
It was bad. So. Yeah.
Who's doing that in the back?
He was like, hey, I got no respect. I remember there was a curtain back in the day at the Laugh Factory. This is at the Laugh Factory. And I go, you guys ever sing in the shower? And when you're singing, you feel like you're that person. This is me in the shower. And then I went behind the curtain and I started doing my Michael Jackson impression. And, where do you get the idea? So anyways, and then I remember coming out from behind the curtain, and there was like six people left.
It was their disappearing act. They were like, ta-da!
Come on, let's go while he's back.
I should run and talk with the baby.
Okay. Yes, thank you. Thank you, David.
Absolutely wonderful work.
The last time I worked
with Darren was like maybe 4 or 5 years ago. We were at like a community center in Santa Barbara. There was like a painting of an old lady behind us. It was powerful. But hey, it was actually fun. See, then Darren's right.
That's right.
There's something good about every gig, and it's especially good when you sell merch. And tonight was one of those nights. But you are an experience unlike any other.
Thank you. I'll always remember that, D.
Yeah, my pleasure. Hey,
thank you,
James.
Yes,
love you, buddy.
Thanks for having me. No, I appreciate it.
Dirty Comedy Podcast, S word, unbelievable, so offended. I love you all. Thank you.
Thank you. Darren's like, I'm going to scoot over now. He's like, don't sit.
Ask us a question before you leave.
Oh, yeah, leave us with one question.
The all-knowing monster.
Here's a question. Inside the Actor's Studio, what turns you on?
What?
I'm not going to answer. My wife. Actually, my wife, for real.
Hold on. What
turns
me on? This looks so creepy. People walk in, the club's over with two dudes on a couch.
What turns me on?
What turns you on? Like, this is a weird computer date. What's going on?
Well, I like long walks on the beach.
I like swimming. I like...
You guys fired up, man. What turns you on? He actually has a pregnant wife, I heard.
Yeah. It'll be second kid.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know how he does it. He's got, because he'll have two under like 3 or 4 years old. Because I think his oldest one just turned like 3.
Man.
You only have one though, right?
I have one. One son. His name is Austin. Austin the Baseballs. Yeah, he's great, man. He's like
Dude, he's a musical genius. If you haven't watched his stuff I've seen it on Instagram, but like if you watch it, he's amazing. Where'd that come from?
You know what? I don't know. He always wanted to play music. Even when he was like 3 years old, he'd pick up a guitar and just pretend. And then eventually, you know, it's wonderful because I can play something and then he'll listen to it and then play it back. Or sometimes he'll have to hear it a couple times, or he'll say, okay, now Dad, go, you know, slow it down. Like on YouTube, you can slow things down.
Oh, yeah.
And it's pretty cool, man. He's got what they call perfect pitch. So I can go like that or make a noise and I'll be, you know, oh, he'll be like F sharp. Or he'll know what it is. Like, so
that's amazing.
That's a really cool thing anyways. But, I think I want to kind of wrap it up and go check out his stuff. Do you, any other questions before we go?
I can't think of anything right now. It was a long show. We had a great time. Again, super.
I'm
super
hungry. Grateful. Is there anywhere to eat
around here? No. I thought about ordering you food while we were in there, but I was like, what should I order? I know
Black Bear Diner, but it's probably closed, huh? Probably closed.
Yeah. Well, hey, I have a BLT waiting for me.
Oh,
nice cooking, nice stuff.
I might do that too. All right, guys, we'll check it out. Thanks for checking out the podcast. I'll let you close.
All right. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Clean Comedy
Thank
Podcast.
Thank you!
Darren Carter and David Studebaker. If you liked these behind the scenes or after the show stuff, I'm more than happy to do this again. So it was Darren's idea. So if you hate it, also you can yell at Darren. But I appreciate it. Thank you guys so much. Please check out the podcast. I'll put all the links for everybody's stuff below. You can read their David's book. You can go check out Darren's stuff. And I'll put the links to the Weird Al videos that he's in.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Have a great one. Bye.